We need to understand the knowledge that people within those rural areas already have, and also their organizations. Most people organize to solve problems every day. Most people have technologies to address the same kinds of problems that people everywhere in the world face. We need to understand why they're doing it the way they are and build upon that knowledge. Just take water. Everywhere in the world, people need to harvest water in some way or another. But the technologies they've developed are very different. In West Africa, you'll find holes where people plant rice. Women have planted rice around the hole to make use of the water. In ancient Egypt, there is the Sadouf, which is a form of water harvesting. In Asia, you've got very sophisticated forms of irrigation. Each of these are appropriate for different agroecological contexts and also for different social contexts because they require different amounts of labor, which also varies according to the zones in which those practices are.
Don't you fear that this is would be likely to disappear in a globalization process like the one we're just in?
There's always a risk because, in fact, globalization does have a certain homogenizing effect. And the reason for this is that when we go to a supermarket and buy food, that food choice affects the whole culture and production system that creates that food. So basically, we're voting with our mouths. We're defining a whole production system behind us. And what we find with globalization is that our food choices become more limited. We tend to support particular types of commodities that are produced in very efficient industrial ways. But that has implications for farmers, many of whom do not necessarily have access to global markets. Many of whom produce crops that are very important locally and may also have important nutritional contents, but which are not yet marketed to a higher scale. So there is a risk that the cultural diversity could be lost through globalization. On the other hand, if it's managed carefully, there can be advantages. Globalization is one of the things that has enabled us to create international standards for food quality and safety. We need to have a common, universal understanding about what the minimal needs are of humans in terms of food quality and safety. This is an aspect of globalization that's very positive.